Oh, we are so messed up in this prison, y'all. They got us, like, literally, they're making us sick. Like, literally, from a non-contact to a contact to positive, they're mixing us all together. So, like, if a non-contact is on one side and a non-positive is on the other side, like, say, for instance, a positive came in contact with a non-contact, but the officials don't even know. We're mingling together. If I got found positive today, I was amongst all these other people that was negative. So I'm moving, but I'm mingling around everybody. Nobody's been protective over the non-positive. So now those that's in non-contact, they're beginning to be symptomatic. And it's getting passed on. So, like, damn near this whole prison has COVID. And the way they're doing it, they're making everybody sick. They got us sleeping on floors. We're not getting proper treatment. We're not getting the proper care. We're not getting the proper cleaning supplies. It's like we're being victimized. Like, we've been treated as if we brought it in. There's no way we should have this sickness. The warden is not taking preventative measures to keep us safe. Nor is he trying to help us through this situation. It's like we're being treated inhumane as hell. Nobody's helping our sisters. Like, we are literally fucked up. She is my friend, but we are fucked up in this place. We need somebody to help. There's no way that we should be in here like this, sleeping on floors. They don't even have nowhere to put us. I'm telling y'all, damn, they have this prison as COVID. They're not even telling the real number. As I see on the screen, when they put on the J-Pay, it's in 133 positives since December. That's a lie. That is a lie. It's a bigger number than that. But nobody's here to help us. We don't have clothes. If we ain't buildings that are cold with no air. We have rooms with cameras. We shouldn't be. We're sick. Nobody's giving us anything for our sickness. And we need help. We really need help. Like, we really need the governor to mention this as a national disaster. To let the prison go, that's the only way the prison can be left free, if they call us a national disaster. Because this is. And we need to be free. If we're going to die, we want to die with our family. We don't want to die with strangers. Like, I'm just able to talk. I wanted to call you a couple days ago. But I couldn't breathe. I couldn't talk. I just kept crying. My grown ass wanted my mama. This sickness is very aggressive, for real. And to not have no help on top of it, it makes you feel even sicker. And we need help. We really need help. Had a team of attorneys coming in for the mold, for an inspection. So we just had them leave. As soon as they leave, then COVID comes through here drastically. They had the National Guard come in to test us and gave some people some shots. People with booster shots, it seemed like they got even sicker. It seemed like it gave them COVID. And it's like it's just been a domino effect. Like, every day somebody's coming in the same unit. And then the unit that I was in that was non-contact, that's the reason I was moved. Because my bunkie had, she was vaccinated completely. She had took her her booster. And so she became sick. So they moved me because I was close contact. But come days later, I became symptomatic. And then I started coughing like a dog. And so those same people that moved with me, there was non-contact, they were sick too, so they moved me. And I'm like, well, why would you move everybody else? We all sick. We all have it. So they moved me, and they moved other people that didn't have it over there with the ones that was with me. So basically, you made them sick too. It's so crazy how they're doing it. We really need the governor to put on the news that this is a state of emergency. Like, this is a national disaster. Natural disaster. Because it is. Like, that's the only way that we could be free and find help by ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.